I would like to call your attention to the book of 1 Peter. The 5th chapter. And the 6th verse. If you love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
I said if you love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 6th verse, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Mm-hmm. I want to put special emphasis on verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I would like to use for a thought this evening, Hakuna Matata. Everyone repeat after me, say Hakuna.
Hakuna.
Matata.
Matata.
Thank you, baby. Seated. Dear God, our Father, for these brief 10 to 15 minutes, we ask that you would help us understand your word with clarity and understanding, that these, your people, might be saved and may be encouraged to continue their walk with you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for those of you who don't know how to spell it, I have spell check here. It's H-A-K-U-N-A, Matata, M-A-T-A-T-A. Everyone say Hakuna.
Hakuna.
Matata.
Matata.
Now, if you watch Lion King, you know that Hakuna Matata is a problem-free philosophy. Are y'all with me? It is a Swahilian word, translation, which means no worries. Everyone say, no worries.
No worries.
Oftentimes, as young people, we get worried about a lot of things. For instance, in school, you're worried about if perhaps you made that grade to excel to the next grade level. I know many times where I've slacked purposely because I was lazy, didn't want to do it, but always expected the best grade. And perhaps there are some of you here who have been there in your life. There are a lot of things that worries us, like what college you're going to, whether you made the best choice. You know, sometimes we get worried about our teachers who say, can't teach, just there for the money, won't give you the right grade. We always find ourselves dealing with worries. But I want you to know today, if you look at your neighbor and tell them, say, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Now, I'm going to share with you three brief points that will help you to be worryless. The first point is trust in the Lord. Everyone say trust.
Trust.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
To trust means to rely on.
Yes, sir.
To depend on. Have you ever trusted someone to do something for you and they let you down?
All right.
You know, many times I got frustrated with my parents and say they were going to be here and be there, and I look up and they weren't there. And so I find myself becoming a little bitter.
All right.
Because of my frustration. Have you been there?
Yeah. All right.
But one word I come to admire is the word trust. When I can't trust on my father, when I can't trust my mother, when I can't trust my brother, when I can't trust my sister, I can always trust in God.
Amen.
The Bible says in John, St. John, the first chapter, that in the beginning was the Word.
Surely.
The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that our God, our Father, created the heavens and the what?
Earth.
So God, before you were here, was here. Have I got a witness here?
Okay. Right.
And God said he is the Alpha and the Omega.
All right.
He's the beginning and the...
Yes.
He is the first and the
right.
The last. So if there's anybody you want to trust, is God.
Yes.
All right.
Everyone say trust.
Trust.
Now I was pondering the scriptures, looking at several verses, and in Proverbs and Psalms there were a plethora of verses. One verse says in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th verse says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 11th chapter, the 28th verse says, whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf.
All right.
The Bible says in Proverbs the 28th chapter, the 26th verse, it says, he who trusts in himself is a fool.
I know.
But he who keeps in wisdom is kept safe.
All right.
Isaiah said in the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Mm-hmm. Isaiah also said in the 4th verse, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock eternal. Mm-hmm. Everyone say trust.
Trust.
Who are you going to trust in?
Lord.
The second point is wait. The Bible says in Isaiah, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard?
Right.
That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, mm-hmm. fainteth not, neither is weary. Hmm. There is no searching of his understanding.
Right.
He giveth power to the faint.
That's right.
And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
Surely.
Even the youth shall faint.
Yes.
And be weary.
Yeah.
And young men shall utterly fall.
Right.
But they that wait, everyone say wait, upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yeah.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yeah.
They shall run and not be weary.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They shall walk
and not
faint.
All right.
Isaiah simply told us to just wait. I know sometimes during this period of waiting, we may find ourselves becoming exhausted.
Hmm.
Because we live now in what they call a microwave society.
Mm-hmm.
We want everything right now.
All right.
I don't know about you, but when I get up there in that age to become married, I don't want my wife cooking from the microwave.
What you say?
But I like the oven.
What you say?
And we know some of our best meals have been incubated in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And something about those meals that wasn't 5 minutes.
Lord have mercy.
Sometimes our parents have cooked on Saturday night, so after church on Sunday, we've come home to a good home meal.
Yeah.
You know, candy yams.
Wait before you get there.
Greens. Some say pickled pig feet. Hog maw. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Soul food.
That's that good old soul food.
Yeah.
Our first point was trust. Everyone say trust.
Trust.
Our second point was wait.
Yes, sir.
Everyone say wait.
Wait.
And our last point is expect.
Mm. All right.
If you go with me to Psalms, the 62nd chapter, and the 5th verse. Y'all do have your Bibles. You can pull out your cell phones, your iPads. Are y'all there? It says, trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. What that's simply saying is that whenever you're in need, you can call on the master.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're in trouble, you can call on God. That's why it behooves us to simply trust in him. Our last point is expect. You must have an expectation. The Bible says if you ask and believe,
you shall
receive.
Mm-hmm.
It says if you seek, you shall what?
Find.
If you knock, the door has to come open.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So we must have an expectation that whatever we believe God for,
mm-hmm.
we must trust in him.
Yeah.
There may be a waiting period.
All right.
I know.
But that's when our faith kicks in.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things
hoped
for.
Yeah.
And the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says faith is not something you see and believe in.
Yeah.
It's something that you can't see, yet you believe.
Yeah.
I haven't seen God, but every time I walk outside, I look at the trees
I know.
And the birds singing.
Yeah.
Birds don't worry about where their food is coming from.
What you say.
So why should I worry? Have I got a witness here? And so Hakuna Matata simply means no worries.
No worries.
You don't have to worry. Bob Marley said, don't worry. Be what?
Be happy.
Be happy. There's a song, or plenty of songs that we listen to. And before I close, I want to say that we must always be attentive to what we see, mm-hmm. what we say,
that's right.
what we hear, and what we do. When we hear things, they become a part of us.
Yes, sir.
And they take residence in our mind. For all the older people, there's a song that says, and you can help me, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to. The reason that's you're able to quote this song is because you've heard it over and over and over again.
All right.
And so what do you think would happen if you just kept reading your word?
Over.
Over
and over.
And over.
Bless yeah. yourself.
Again.
Yeah.
There was another song.
All right.
No. Lil Wayne say, I ain't got no.
What's that?
I ain't got no. Okay, there was another song. It says, today I don't feel like doing
anything.
Okay? So you get the point. Yes. You must be mindful
of what you hear.
Of what you hear.
Bless yes. you.
In church, they said, the Lord is my
light.
I shall not.
Lost.
He making me to lie down in green. He leadeth me beside the still
water.
He restoreth my
soul.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is
right.
And some of y'all don't know that scripture. It's in there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is our refuge and our a very present help in the time of. Therefore, we will not what? Fear.
See, you go in scripture, Reverend.
Work on.
Be careful of what you hear.
Yeah, right.
Be careful of what you see.
Yes, sir.
Be careful of what you say. And be careful of what you do.
All right.
God wants to get all the glory out of our lives.
Sure.
And so everything that we say and do should be pleasing in His sight.
Yes, sir.
So what was today's message?
Hakuna Matata.
And that means no
words.
My first point was what? Trust in the who?
Lord.
Our second point was what?
Wait.
Our third point was?
Expect.
Expect. So if we trust, wait, and expect, you will experience the manifestation of God's blessings over your life. I hope and trust that you've been blessed by the word.
Bless you.